I think if we continue to talk about American products in the way that we have been in recent years, we are going to have even more of an opportunity to feed the world than we have been. I mean, we have seen that our corn, our beans, our cattle, our pork, they are in demand across the world. I mean, these are premium products. And when you market them that way, when you have the right kind of free trade agreements that really get government out of the way and allow willing buyers and willing sellers to exchange this cash, the American producer wins on that front. And I think we've got a great opportunity. I also think we've got a great opportunity in the biofuel space. I know a lot of people talk about electric vehicles, and they'll certainly have a place, and they should have a place. But we are getting better and better at the secret sauce that allows for biofuels. You know, the reality is that we used to talk about ethanol as 25 or 30% less carbon intensive than gasoline. Well, now the numbers are 46%. And it's only going to get better as our processes get better. We have an opportunity to make sure that the world's got the fuel and the food and the fiber that it needs, and the feed, of course. And I will always bank on American ingenuity and the work ethic of farm and ranch country. And I think it's going to deliver some pretty good results long term.